everyone, and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the upgraded thrusting and vibration hands-free men's masturbator from Sohemi. So it comes in a very sleek yellow and black, kind of look, kind of reminds me of Bumblebee from Transformers, the Michael Bay movies, not the original 80s cartoon. This looks like this could be some kind of like Transformers thing. So for anyone who's really into the Michael Bay Transformers, this is the sex toy for you. I don't think it's actually inspired by Bumblebee, but we're going to go with it. Take it off. Again, I like the generic hole. It doesn't look like a vagina or a mouth or a butt or whatever. You can imagine it's whatever hole you want. The insert is... it has a bullet vibrator that actually goes in the front. So a lot of times the bullet vibrator is like towards the bottom. This one's toward the top, which I kind of appreciate. And it has a spiral cord. So it kind of retracts by itself, which I think is really cool. All right, here's the thing I want to talk to you about. See those bracelets? That's how this toy works. So there's no window for me to show you this, so I'm just going to turn it on and you can see it. All right, see the bracelets going up and down? That's the thrusting. Let me see if you can see that. Yep, that's how it thrusts. The bracelets go up and down, and they got little rollers on them. And then the vibrator, the middle button, makes the bullet vibrator shake. And that's really all it does. You can click the, you know, you can click the thrusting button, and it makes the, it makes the bracelets thrust in a different pattern, that kind of thing. Also the vibrator, same thing, click on the different vibrations. You can make it low, medium, high, the patterns, stuff you've seen 100 times before. Okay, here's the problem. All right, this, I've only used one other toy similar to this, and I remember I actually had to stop using that toy because it physically hurt. So the problem with these bracelet toys is if the bracelet is too small, it actually is physically painful because it's trying to force this, like, the bracelet isn't like stretchy or anything. It's like a metal wire with plastic rollers on it. So if, here, I'll just show you, you know, I'll just show you the bracelets. So if those bracelets are too tight, it can get really painful. So I actually reviewed a toy like this a long time ago, and I actually had to stop using it because it was like hurting me. Now this toy, it didn't hurt me, but it, actually, you know what? I just noticed this. There are, it looks like coils in the wire. So most of the wire is solid, but then right here where my finger's pointing, and it's probably gonna be hard to see, the wire's coiled. So I'm gonna guess that coiled part of the wire will stretch if you're on the bigger side. So that's good. At least they added a coiled part of the wire so that it's not just rigid and it hurts physically. Here's the problem. It doesn't feel good. And to explain why, I mean, I can explain with the toy. So when the bracelets are going up and down the insert isn't moving. So it's just like, it's basically rolling tightness going up and down the insert, but your penis is just in this insert. So to explain why this doesn't feel good is, well, let me put the insert back in. It's pretty easy to clean. You just take the bullet vibrator out, clean it off, put it back together, no big deal. But let me explain why these kinds of toys don't work. So imagine you're having sex with a woman who's really good at Kegels. If you don't know what Kegels are, it's when a woman can like tighten her pussy muscles. So you're having sex, and instead of thrusting in and out of her pussy and getting like all that texture and friction from the, you know, her vaginal textures, instead of that, you put your penis all the way in as far as it'll go, and you just sit there, and she does Kegels on your dick. And she's like tightening her pussy muscles on your dick, but your dick isn't going in and out. I want you to imagine that. That's what this feels like. And you're probably wondering, like, well, that doesn't sound very good. Like, exactly. So another way to think of it, like, instead of, so just imagine this is your dick. This is like a pussy. This is what feels good when the texture of the pussy is going up and down your dick. What doesn't feel good is this. Just squeezing it doesn't feel good. Even if it's like a rolling squeeze, you know, like if you do this, you know, like some kind of rolling squeeze, it doesn't matter if it's a rolling squeeze, because this, you want to feel this, you want to feel the friction, But the very nature of this, this is what you're thrusting in and out of. The bracelets are on the outside of the insert going up and down, but the insert isn't thrusting. It's not moving. It's not doing anything. It's just got these bracelets that can give you maybe a sensation of tightness, but it's no better than a girl flexing her pussy muscles and tightening down on you, which feels great, but you have to thrust in and out. So what you'll find you'll have to do is, while the toy's going, you know, you got this thrusting, you're going to have to basically jerk off with it like a fleshlight while the bracelets are going. So it kind of is like, what's the point? If I'm jerking off like a fleshlight, why don't I just get a fleshlight? The other problem is, and this is the same thing I talk about with those smush toys, is the bracelets only go up and down here. So the bracelets, this is where all the bracelet action is. But look at all the distance to get there. Like, you have to basically, you have this smushy insert, you have to go all the way through. So, you know, if your ball's deep, this part of your dick isn't feeling anything, only the part that's past here, then you'll feel the bracelet. So potentially, if you have like a pretty average penis, only about half your dick is going to get any bracelet action. And that's assuming you use this like a fleshlight, and like, you're basically just going to jerk off with it. And then what's the point? What's the point of jerking off with a toy like this? The bracelets don't do anything. The vibrations feel good, but there are better toys for that. So this is going to be a pass from me. These bracelet toys just don't do it for me. Now, I gave this one a shot because it said it was upgraded. So I thought maybe they did something. Now, they did have the coil springs, so it doesn't hurt, which is an improvement. That is an improvement. I got to give them credit for that. But this concept of the bracelets is really stupid. You know, again, sex feels good because of the friction. You have to actually have contact. Having something like on the outside of the insert, that doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. I'm sorry. Anyway, what can I say that's positive about this? It does come with a USB-C cord, which this is what my phone uses. I always appreciate it when toys come with USB-C, because these cords are like 10 bucks. And here's the charge port. But that's about it. This toy, the bolt vibrator, I like the placement of the bolt vibrator, but there are better toys if you're looking for a vibrator for your penis. And the bracelet thrusting doesn't do anything for me. So it's a pass from me. Also, the price, it's $80. And that's really expensive. So if this was like, I don't know, 20 bucks, something like that, I'd be like, well, you know, maybe someone out there might be into it. But for $80, you can get a much better toy. So, like, I can't really recommend this to anyone, especially at that price. So this is a hard pass. But you know what? I got good news. I do have a coupon code, and it's good for the whole site. So even though this toy is a pass, Sohemi has an entire selection of toys, good and bad. I've reviewed them several times. They're a longtime sponsor. So even though you might not want to get this toy, but you might want to check out their site and check out their other toys, and you'll save 15%. So use my coupon code, save 15%. Probably don't get this, but you know what? They can't all be winners. Sometimes you got to go out there and try something different. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. That's the spice of life. So this one's a pass, but you know, what can you do? What can you do? Anyway, so thank you, Sohemi, for sending me this toy. Again, use the coupon code, save 50% on the whole site. Check out their wide selection of toys. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.